Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand.
Good morning, 611 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Good to have you with us. I finally got around to listening to Matt Gaetz's full comments, our Congressman Matt Gaetz, when he spoke in Jay. Gosh, this is now 2 weeks ago? Sometimes it takes me a minute to get caught up on everything, but don't worry, I pay attention to it all. This was him. He had some very interesting comments about the FBI, things that personally I haven't been paying a lot of attention to. There's just not, I can't pay attention to everything. I'm watching all these local meetings. But anyway, talking about the FBI.
When we got the gavels and when we got the power of subpoena, we brought in some of these FBI agents. And the story that really got me was the FBI agent in Boston. Kind of one of these old, crusty Irish Boston guys. Definitely a Celtics fan and a Red Sox fan. Just imagine it. And
this is over January 6th.
And he said, you know, the Washington FBI called me at the Boston FBI. This was the guy, by the way, who caught the Boston Marathon bomber. And they wanted me to start investigations into every 40 people that were on a bus from Boston to Washington, D.C. that day. And they said, well, gosh, do you have any evidence on these folks? And they said, well, you know, on two of them, yeah, here's the evidence. It's okay, well, that looks like evidence. We'll work that up. Well, what about the other 38? And they said, well, we can't give you any evidence on them because if we gave you all the videos, it would show all of the federal agents and assets and informants that were in the crowd. Now, this wasn't the FBI not willing to share that with me or with you. That was the FBI not willing to share it with the FBI, their own colleagues. And it showcases to me that many people had their rights violated and their due process abridged who had no intention to break any law.
And he went on to talk about some of the other activities that the FBI has been engaging in that we have talked about and reported on.
We heard other whistleblower testimony as a result of getting a special committee on the weaponization of government set up, where the good people in the FBI, and by the way, there are good patriotic Americans who serve in the FBI in our communities, and they are just as aggrieved, maybe even more aggrieved, than the rest of us, because they don't want to see where they work tarnished anywhere you would want to see where your work tarnished. And here's what they said, that they were put on terrorism task forces that used to be looking at the folks in the caves in Afghanistan, and now they're looking at school board meetings for parents who don't like the curriculum. They're looking in traditional Catholic churches. There was literally a memo one of the whistleblowers brought us where the FBI said if we could only infiltrate the Catholic churches, then we could really find where the domestic terrorists are. Now, when I think about where the terrorists are, I don't think they're emerging from Catholic mass.
Well, you just got to go to St. Mary's and see for yourself, don't you? No, I mean, but he's right. This notion that people who have strong religious views or just Christian views might therefore qualify, or that they say one word the wrong way on social media, or they express a support for gun rights.
People who say they support the Second Amendment, did you know that just putting 2A on Facebook or on social media may have put you on a terrorism watch list? Saying build the wall, opposing unrestricted immigration. And here's the one I never really understood. People who posted the Betsy Ross flag with the circle and the stars, that is apparently indicia of domestic terrorism, according to some people at the FBI.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, that is just, it's the ways in which people might inadvertently or for very ordinary expressions, or as in some cases here, you know, political leanings the opposite of the current administration, that's just, I mean, it is absolutely unacceptable. So I'm glad that he brought some of this to light. By the way, I watched this. South Santa Rosa News had posted the entire video of his speech, so I appreciate Romy putting this up on the web so the rest of us could watch it, because I did not go to the event in Jay. But just some comments from 2 weeks ago when our representative, Congressman Matt Gaetz, was speaking in Jay, Florida. 6:15 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. The Transgressors Memorial Service comes up next, where we talk in sincere and reverent tones about the things that had to go away this week. Candy has traffic on the fives.
Oh, joy. As we take a look, I'm just kidding. 9 Mile and I-10 in Cantonment are... Pensacola. Vehicle crash. It says roadblock. I'm not showing a roadblock, but it does say debris in the roadway also. So certainly use caution in that area. And certainly if you know different, let us know. 437-1620. You can text it in. Also, disabled vehicle in the roadway at I-10 eastbound. This is at mile marker 19. That is in Milton on I-10. But again, not showing a roadblock there either. Traffic tips again. 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You know, when it comes to heating or cooling your home, you got a lot of choices for HVAC maintenance, repairs, a replacement. You want to know that when you pick up the phone, you get a good person, good installation, good products. They stand by it, 100% satisfaction guarantee. That is Peden Air Conditioning, Heating, and Electrical. And that's true whether it's HVAC stuff, whether it's electrical, plumbing, any of that stuff. They take care of you. And in fact, right now, we're coming into hurricane season. You know, we got these two storms. One's going to miss us south and one's going to miss us east. At least it looks like that right now. But that's not the last of the storms we're going to see this year, right? They have $1,000 off Briggs & Stratton whole home generators. And it's not just hurricanes, too, we learned recently, right? Any storm can knock out your power. $1,000 off right now for a Briggs & Stratton whole home generator. Free sewer camera inspections. And if you do need to do repairs, they'll take $250 off if you do the inspection with them. They're hiring in Baldwin County, HVAC techs and plumbers. And they're also serving Baldwin County now, something they've recently expanded to. So whatever the need you have, whether it's heating, air conditioning, electrical, or plumbing, call Peden Heating, Electrical, and Plumbing. So you can just check them out online at Peden, PEADEN.com.
When was the last time you experienced something new? Really new. Like driving an electric vehicle that will change how you think about EVs. Test drive the 2023 Volkswagen ID4 EV at Beadmore Imports and see the smooth aerodynamic design that is so modern and sleek. You'll think you've driven into the future, and the quiet and powerful ride it delivers needs to be experienced to be believed. So stop by Beadmore Imports to experience something new like never before. And Beadmore Imports fills out their lineup of SUVs and crossovers with the 2023 Taos S, now from $24,999, the Tiguan S from $27,999, and the VW Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology from $39,999. And with finance rates as low as 1.9% available on the Tiguan and Taos, there's something new for every driver at Beadmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Beadmore Imports, New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Sale price before tag, tax title, and associated dealer fees. Special APR rate for qualifying credit through VCI.
Enroll today in summer or fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free. PSC offers over 350 scholarships and more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that best works for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for summer or fall classes today online at pensacolastate.edu. Go here, get there, Pensacola State College.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut,
the crunchiest almonds, and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, is every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy sunsets with your favorite bands. This week, it's Mass Confusion. They'll take the stage with classic rock, Motown, smooth jazz, funk, country, and oldies in a style all their own. Grab a blanket or a lawn chair, but please, no pets or glass. And we'll see you at Bands on the Beach this Tuesday at 7.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Enjoy a family-friendly and free outdoor movie this weekend. Bring your blankets and lawn chairs to Community Maritime Park Friday night for Movies in the Park. Pre-show activities begin at 6 with the movie Black Panther at sunset. See cityofpensacola.com for more info. Or bring your blankets and beach chairs to the Gulfside Pavilion Friday night for Cinemas in the Sand, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Finding Nemo begins at sunset. Submit your nonprofit event at newsradio923.com.
This 4th of July, News Radio Pensacola carries the Pensacola Symphony Sparks and Stars from 7:30 to 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Thank you, brother. The first memorial this week is for the leaders of Florida's new college due to their decision to replace the school's long-standing Nullset mascot with the Mighty Banyans. Now, obviously, we have deep concerns about appropriation of this tree's species culture for a sports team without even securing verbal or written consent from the trees themselves. Allegedly, they didn't even ask. We certainly expect that the portrayal of these trees as violent, overpowering, and dominant is offensive to the peaceful species Ficus bengalensis. A speciesist lie, if we ever heard one. Moreover, the banyan isn't even native to Florida, being in fact the national tree of India and having been transplanted to Fort Myers in the late 1800s involuntarily by none other than that instigator of global climate change himself, Thomas Edison, thus making the banyan a symbol of white male oppression through the international tree trade and the trail of sap drippings. But worst of all is the picture used for the new college banyans, a clear dog whistle for racists, depicting the dark-skinned tree as a menacing African-American male with bulging muscles and a leafy afro. Kudos to Robin Taub Williams, the woke white female teacher who properly asked several of her black friends if this was a racist icon before going public with her concerns in the Sarasota Herald Tribune. They said yes, and she bravely took on the evildoers at New College in an effort to expose their racist mascotification of black men and peaceful trees. Thus, we demand New College deforest its mascot, apologize to the Lorax, and return the proud legacy of being the ferocious Nullsets. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, Johns Hopkins University, for misdemeanor misogyny and second-degree felony backsliding, in a misguided effort to virtue signal their inclusion of non-binary female sexualities, all 413 varieties of which have so far been identified, the Johns Hopkins University Center for Diversity and Inclusion recently updated their Gender and Sexuality Resources LGBTQ glossary to define lesbian as a non-man attracted to non-men, thus including non-binary people who identify as lesbian but not as women. We, of course, applaud broadening the category beyond just broads, but unfortunately, they continue to define gay men as being a man. In this ham-fisted effort at inclusivity, the center thus redefined lesbian in an entirely male way by negation, no longer women but now non-men. Still, as Frank Hoffer's treatise on linguistic supersedence teaches us, sexual inclusion trumps anti-sexism, being values of the third and fourth level, respectively. It's okay to recognize that lesbians no longer have to be women, but we shouldn't describe them merely as non-men. Unfortunately, Johns Hopkins subsequently removed the entire glossary and said they were gathering more information. They thus compounded the minor act of sexism with a serious act of backsliding, which is always bad because it gives our enemies the perception that we sometimes make mistakes. The most unfortunate part of this whole saga is how easily they could have solved the definitional problem by simply shifting it to say, lesbians are women, womine, uterus-having persons, or those who identify as lesbian, who are attracted to other women, womine, uterus-having persons, or those who identify as lesbian, the problem would have been solved. Moreover, they could have called gay men gay non-women and easily established that elusively triumphant inversion of the patriarchy which all relanguaging wokeites strive for. Simple. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, we want to hold high in our esteemed Hall of Heroes the work of an unnamed teacher at England's Rye College in East Sussex for defending the right of one of his Year 8 students to identify as a cat. This 13-year-old she-line student likes to dress in cat-like attire and meows her answers in class when called upon, and teachers who show annoyance at any of this are disciplined for discrimination. When a fellow student refused to use her preferred pronoun of cat self, and dared to tell the young Molly, "How can you identify as a cat when you're a girl?" the unidentified teacher heroically called her despicable. Well, we just think it's wonderful that the leaders of this Thomas Aquinas Trust School are working against such bigotry and catnip it in the bud so quickly. Cases of other students identifying as horses, dogs, and even dinosaurs have all been reported in the British press. But of course, using the correct pronouns and allowing meowed answers is only the first step for these young people suffering from species dysmorphia. Beyond allowing them to put on fake ears and tails and fur and use scratching poles when bored in class, we should really start funding research into what sort of medical therapies might bring out their true selves. Just because this girl was identified human at birth, that should in no way prevent her parents from giving her whatever necessary species-affirming care they can to manifest her true Katniss. Artificial whiskers, fur transplants, perhaps even a prosthetic tail that responds to her emotional cues. And obviously, she should be allowed to use the litter box of her choosing. Surely these trans-species children deserve to mature and grow in a supportive environment and should be given every opportunity to receive the feline alignment therapy they need. So good work, Rye College, even if pronouns and respect is all you can do for now. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Sadly, today's macrame and tambourine session had to be canceled due to an emotional trauma suffered by Caroline Johnson in her yoga class on Tuesday. An ignorant male attendant actually asked her if she wanted help with her breathing, a clear microaggression implying that a woman would need a man's help to do, well, anything. She's been sedated for 2 days. Keep her in your mantras. Refreshments will be on the East Lawn next to the pedal trolleys and the compost pile. Thank you to the fine people at Upside Foods who have donated an early batch of their recently FDA-approved lab-grown chicken, formed safely into the shape of harmless flower petals. We're just giddy with excitement to try this new no-range chicken for ourselves and taste the delicious meat that comes without a face.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otherin, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.
627 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Okay, tree afros. I mean, I have a whole list. Give me a break.
And I need to remind you
litter
that
box.
I always take stories that are actual news stories. I don't make this up. Okay. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
You must be so proud.
which litter box
so
would you
proud
choose?
I of her choosing. So she's a sophomore in college, though?
Side No. Okay. No, she's like 13.
Okay. Still bad, though.
Yeah,
okay,
right.
As we take a look at our roads, and thank you, humanity is doomed. I love your text. thank you for texting in 9 Mile and I-10. It looks like no backup at all, but there is debris still in the roadway, so use caution there, and certainly wherever you are. I-10 eastbound at mile marker 19, we're showing a partial roadblock, but it looks like it may have been moved off to the side. I'm not showing a slowdown. And Scenic Highway and Whisper Way in Pensacola showing a hit-and-run crash this morning. If you have traffic tips, or you want to comment on his transgressor's memorial, you can text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
House Republicans say testimony from IRS whistleblowers alleges misconduct in the investigation into Hunter Biden's taxes. House Ways and Means Chair Jason Smith tells reporters the testimony claims there was misconduct and government abuse resulting in preferential treatment. Smith also says the whistleblowers have faced retaliation. Over 7 million Baby Shark bath toys are being recalled. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says the Pink Frog brand Baby Shark Sing and Swim bath toys. Boy, that's a...
Did you ever in your professional development think that'd be the phrase you'd utter?
No, I did
on
not.
The radio?
No, I did not. But apparently they pose a risk of impalement or lacerations because of they put hard plastic fins on the top. And they've received several reports of kids being injured. So newer additions, they made them like silicone or some type of thing.
So the baby shark toys are hurting kids?
They are. So the older versions of these are being recalled. So if you have any of these laying around the house, you might want to try to swap them out for the new version.
Baby,
just had to do it, didn't you?
Baby shark, baby shark. Mommy shark, mommy shark.
Are you doing the hands? Do the hands.
Oh,
there you go.
Well, good luck, everybody. Now, this is going to be in your head all day long. It's never...
All day.
Yep.
All day, every day.
Good luck getting rid of that one.
Grandpa Shark.
Nice.
Yes.
Look at you. All right. Back to you, David. What do you got coming up in your news, sir?
There were two arrests for that fatal shooting in Pace earlier this week. We'll tell you about it after Fox.
Fox Fox News. I'm Gianna Gelosi. There was a race against time to find the missing Titanic submersible, but the Coast Guard says the craft likely imploded less than 2 hours into its trip. Michael Smith had a friend on board and told Fox.
When that imploded, it took 2 nanoseconds for that vehicle to implode.
The U.S. Navy saying they heard something Sunday that sounded like an underwater implosion. The information was passed along. An investigation into what exactly happened continues. House committee basing a claim that President's son received a favorable treatment in a probe.
Whistleblowers say reoccurring unjustified delays pervaded the investigation.
That's House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Jason Smith. Hunter Biden pleaded guilty to 2 misdemeanor tax charges and reached a deal on a felony gun charge. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31, News Radio 92.375 right now. It's partly cloudy in Pensacola. The Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office says 2 people have been arrested in connection with that shooting that left a 24-year-old man dead Monday morning.
They stayed up, our detective stayed up 20 hours straight, nonstop, until this case was solved and both individuals were in custody.
That Sheriff Bob Johnson, he had a news conference yesterday. He says 20-year-old James Cortese is charged with first-degree murder. 29-year-old Marcus Dickinson is charged with second-degree murder. They're both charged in connection with the death of Joseph Lieb. That shooting happened on Wallace Lake Road. That's just off of Quintet Road. And deputies say that Lieb was driving away when he was shot. Investigators believe that the shooting may have happened during a robbery attempt. Sheriff Johnson also squashed rumors that the shooting may have been related to gang activity. Cortese and Dickinson are being held in the Escambia, Alabama jail and waiting to be extradited to Santa Rosa County. Officials with the TSA and Pensacola International Airport say they're putting a pause on security upgrades, which have been leading to delays and complaints from passengers at the airport. Airport Director Matt Coughlin says he put in several calls to the TSA Federal Security Director, and they determined that right now just wasn't a good time for those upgrades.
We're going to phase the remainder of the project into 2 phases. And one, we're going to attempt to do after the July 4th weekend to get through that. And then it'll be done before Labor Day. And then the second portion will be after Labor Day.
The TSA was working on upgrading their CT scanners after at their 4 checkpoint lanes. And they say once that is done, though, it'll improve accuracy and reduce the number of manual bag checks that they have to do. Pensacola State College and Northwest Florida State College have agreed to a partnership to fast-track cybersecurity students towards jobs in their field. News Radio's Joe Ford with more.
Northwest Florida State College President Devin Stevenson says the program will allow his students who have completed their associate's degree in computer information technology to now receive admission, general education, and 21 additional prerequisite credits for PSC's bachelor degree program in cybersecurity.
There are right now 22,000 unfilled cybersecurity jobs in the state of Florida alone right now. It's going to be very difficult for just the two of us to do this, but there need to be more partnerships like this.
And Pensacola State will offer bachelor's coursework at Northwest Florida State's Niceville campus for students enrolled in the program. Joe Ford, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Joe. A Brevard County killer one step closer to being executed. Governor DeSantis signed the death warrant yesterday for James Philip Barnes in 1988. The 61-year-old raped Patsy Miller at knife point in a condo in Melbourne and then beat her to death with a hammer and set her body on fire. He pled guilty to that in 2006, was sentenced to death in 2007. Barnes' execution date is set for August 3rd. At 6 p.m. Eastern, it'll be the 5th person put to death in Florida so far this year. It's 6:35 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our traffic on the 5s with Candy.
the texts in here are great. And thank you so much for texting in your traffic tips this morning. Accident, but it looks like there's just debris in the roadway now. So they've cleaned it up. No longer a roadblock, 9 Mile and I-10. And thank you so much for texting in. Another accident, scenic and Whisper Way. This is in Pensacola, but not showing a roadblock this morning. And certainly if you see an accident or have a traffic tip, you can text it in. This brought to you by Avalon HR. With everything going on, you need Avalon. It's employing made easy. Text 437-1620 with your traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We're going to have a 40% chance of some afternoon showers, otherwise mostly sunny skies with a high near 90 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 73. Rain chance that continues for the weekend, but still a isolated chance in the afternoon, high near 88 Saturday. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 76. This is Brooke Richardson for the First Warning Weather Center.
75 in Pensacola, 76 in Gulf Breeze, 72 in Milton. Your next news at 7. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne. News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. 3M has agreed to pay up to $12.5 billion to settle hundreds of lawsuits brought by cities that said their drinking water was contaminated with so-called forever chemicals the company made for decades. The tentative national class action settlement in a landmark environmental fight involving PFAS chemicals and firefighting foam was reached Thursday. 3M will pay between $10.5 and $12.5 billion. The settlement will cover public waterway systems across the U.S. FedEx Freight Service Center footprint in Arkansas is set to shrink significantly. Out of the 29 company locations slated to close, 7 are in Arkansas. 12 other closures are in states in neighboring Arkansas. FedEx announced the closures last month, along with another round of temporary furloughs, but not disclose which locations it would shutter. On Wall Street, futures are lower after stocks closed mixed yesterday. The Dow Industrials edged down just 4. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the hottest gift.
Summer is here. Time for perfectly aged, always tender, and guaranteed delicious Omaha Steaks. Here's an amazing offer when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter hourly into the search bar. Save over 61% on the Gourmet Grill Pack and receive 8 free Omaha Steaks burgers when you order. Omaha Steaks isn't just steak. It's the best steak of your life, guaranteed. Type hourly into the search bar at omahasteaks.com and order the Gourmet Grill Pack today. omahasteaks.com, keyword hourly.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Many businesses in our area ask us point blank, why do I need you, meaning ADX Digital, to do my business's digital marketing? Why can't I just do it on my own with Facebook and Google? Well, just because you can does not necessarily mean you should. The reality of it is digital marketing is constantly changing, growing, and evolving. Are you up to date with the latest advancements, trained in the latest technologies and platforms? Do you really have the time to design all the ads on your own, read the ebooks, plan the campaign, and begin to try to learn all of this stuff yourself? Aren't you already responsible for holding down the workload of 2-3 full-time jobs already? It's time you contact our trusted team of media experts at ADX Digital. We are your trusted team for community partnerships and radio marketing and a comprehensive list of opportunities available for you in the online digital marketing space. We invite you to email us today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com to get started on your path to a digital marketing partnership.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Okay, next time you're at the store, I dare you to not think about the unmistakable fresh, clean scent of Irish Spring. Yeah, you heard me. I want you to resist picturing a shower filled with those sensational Irish Spring suds. And if you succeed, well, you got what my gramps used to call resolutitude. Not a real word, but let's be honest, you're probably going to end up leaving with Irish Spring because of its irresistible scent and because you have zero resolutitude. Pick up Irish Spring today.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Can only mean one thing, but you gotta wait for this part. Oh, give me that horn. 6:40 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, throwback music. It's time to talk to ECUA. So we have Bruce Woody on the line. He is the executive director of the Emerald Coast Utilities Authority. Bruce, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good.
Appreciate your intro music.
Thank you. You're so welcome.
50 Chevy anymore.
Elizabeth, I'm coming to meet you. All right, so obviously the big news of the last week or two is that you guys have officially fully restarted the recycling collection and processing, right?
Correct. The MRF is open as of Monday, June the 12th. So we're up and running. All of our partners are contributing, and we're back up to full speed.
So the materials recycling facility is running, and contamination is at 0%. Everybody's doing their job.
I wish that were the case. Actually, our biggest challenges at the MRF are exactly that, contamination. Ideally, contamination should be down around 20%. They say nationally, though, it's been going up across the United States. It's at least 25% or higher in most locations. Locally here, though, it's actually close to 50%, somewhere in the 45 to 50% range. If you can imagine trying to sort through and find recyclables amid things that really, you know, garbage and trash that should be going into the other can, that creates hardships and gums up equipment and creates all kinds of expenses that really defeat, you know, our goals of trying to provide a efficient and cost-effective option for recyclables in our community.
I'm assuming, especially because I know I've heard Vicki Campbell actually say this, that if you can't recycle correctly, we'd rather just have you not recycle. True? It's more costly to have people recycle badly than to just have them throw it all into the main bin and send it to the landfill.
Absolutely. Yeah. In fact, we're having discussions right now amongst our board as we're reviewing plans for FY24 budget to maybe even change our rate schedule such that it helps financially incentivize participation in recycling as opposed to trash service in order to try to keep the correct materials in the correct can.
Okay, so I don't know if you're prepared to answer this question because I imagine it would take some number crunching, but when we first started recycling, the theory was it's cost avoidance. We don't have to pay the tipping fee at the landfill because we're taking it to the recycling facility, A. B, recycling at that time, you know, China and other places were buying so much of it that we could actually make some money. This might actually more than break even and save the cost of going to the landfill, but actually revenue positive. My understanding is we've definitely shifted out of the revenue positive category, and now we're sort of jeopardizing even the question of whether we're sufficiently doing cost avoidance in order to make the program pay for itself. If you knew everything you know right now about current habits of recycling in our area and all of the costs and all of the labor and everything associated with all of it, would you start recycling at ECUA, or would you just say, you know what, it's better to just go to the landfill?
It depends whether you're taking a business perspective or a public service perspective. If there is money to be made in recycling, the private sector would be out there providing those services.
That's a great point.
But right now, the only time you see the private sector are things that are of higher value, such as aluminum recycling, in some cases steel recycling as well. The much more difficult markets, glass, even paper and cardboard nowadays, and mixed paper, et cetera. and plastics just aren't bringing to market what they used to. There was, over the course of our history, there's probably been one, maybe 2 years where we made more revenue than we did expenses. But environmentally, it's the right thing to do. It reduces volumes going into our landfill, makes our landfill last longer. There's all kinds of public policy reasons why it's a good thing to do. That's the reason that there's so many recycling facilities across the United States. Although in our region, the nearest one to the east is Tallahassee. There to the west is New Orleans and Baton Rouge. And to the north, you have to go halfway up the state in Alabama to find the next recycling.
Wow, you guys are the local game. Yeah, no, that makes sense.
We're
talking to Bruce Woody. He's executive director at ECUA. Hang on for just a second, Bruce, because I have more questions. Candy has traffic on the fives.
And we're not showing any slowdowns or delays right now. An accident on I-10 near 9 Mile looks like that has been moved off to the side, but do watch for debris in the roadway. Traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Bruce Woody. So we all know that there's these really outrageous things that people put in their recycling. I have a theory about recycling, and I want you to tell me if I got this right or not. I have a combined theory about why people are bad at recycling. Part of it is they just don't know the rules. You know, they don't know not to put the greasy cardboard from the pizza box in there. You know, they don't know you can't put styrofoam in there, okay? And, I mean, some of this is unclear, right? They feel like cardboard, yes, okay, but what about cereal boxes or, you know, six packs for beer or beer cases? What about that kind of plasticated cardboard and or office paper? You know, they're not sure, and they don't know which of those things to put in. That's sort of part one. But the other part is, I think, you know, Candy actually told me this term, I'd never heard it before, is they're wish cycling, which is there's a kind of satisfaction in believing that you're helping the planet or doing something noble and virtuous. And so when you put things into the recycling, it feels good. When you put things into the trash, it feels bad. And so people, combined with an ignorance of what can be recycled, hope that they're doing it right. And so they put more stuff in the recycling because it feels good to wish cycle. Am I on the right track in understanding why this is a problem?
Yes, that is very well stated. Now, there are other extremes as well where literally garbage, food waste and things like that are put into the recycling cans as well as recyclables. They're obviously just using it as a trash can. Those are the most egregious examples. But yes, for the other folks who have very good intentions, they'll throw away a electrical extension cord, thinking, well, it's plastic on the outside and copper on the inside. Hopefully that ought to be something to be recycled. Really what that does is tangle up in the mechanical equipment that's used to separate materials. And can cause the whole system to have to shut down for half an hour while we get that cleaned out.
And that's a cost, yeah.
So you really think that needs to think more in terms of things that are already separate items. If you're throwing away an item that has a mixture of two things, like cardboard that has a plastic liner or a wax coating on the inside, that's not good.
So the cereal boxes and the six-pack containers are no good?
Well, a cereal box is okay. It's a form of cardboard.
Okay.
Those are okay. But if it's something that has, like a cardboard box that contained vegetables and therefore has a wax coating on the inside, that's not good.
Got it. Okay.
But even the pizza box, if it doesn't have food and it's not too heavily stained, we can take some of that. That's not a problem.
Okay.
Because that's a percentage of overall, it's okay.
No, that's all helpful. And I think that's, you know, I know you guys have the coach, you know, the Recycle Coach app, and, you know, trying to educate people all the time. And, you know, when people don't do this properly, it costs us all and sort of in the long run jeopardizes the program. I mean, you had to shut down recycling for a variety of reasons, and, you know, that's certainly one of them. The other thing I wanted to ask you about, when I was driving at the landfill the other day, I was returning some old gas and dropping that off, not at your facility, but at the, you know, the landfill, they have a place for that. I drove, of course, around the materials recycling facility to get there. An enormous, and this was only 2 days after the storm, like a day after the storm, really, on Saturday. There was an enormous amount of yard waste, tree limbs, and that kind of stuff. I assume that problem has gotten much worse over the intervening week.
I suspect so. That's only the materials that get brought to the county's landfill by outside vendors, tree services, and individual customers who bring it on their own trailers and trucks.
Okay.
What gets picked up by ECUA at the curb goes to a different location. That's where we have our composting facility, and we grind that yard waste, add sludge to it, and turn it into a compost product that
right.
we then turn around and sell. We recently had a tornado hit the coast, predominantly affected those folks in District 2, and so there is an inordinate amount of yard waste right now at the curb. So I certainly appreciate everybody's understanding that it's going to take us more time due to the increased volumes. We're bringing in extra crews on Saturday and Monday as well to help us get caught up. If you'll give us a little bit of patience while we do that.
Okay, well, that's good news. And that's an expense, but that's part of cleanup, right, is taking care of that. And as you say, that all goes to the facility in the Cantonment area where you can do the actual composting, which, of course, is also available for people to use. It just takes a little bit of time to make. But, yeah, that's available, too. Last thing, and we just want to kind of remind people, coming up July 1st, you're no longer collecting bulk waste automatically. It's still free. It's still on your schedule. You just need to call and let you guys – they need to call and let you guys know they've got something to pick up, right?
Yes. It's important for us to be financially efficient with our services. Cost of fuel, cost of equipment, et cetera, has gone up. So in order to do a better job of that bulk waste program, again, it's still free. Again, it still has the same limitations. It has to be in a 6x6x6 pile. We're asking, however, that you call us and let us know that you have a bulk waste pickup at least by 2 p.m. the day before. You can call several days in advance, but no later than 2 p.m. the day before of your regular collection, and identify which items are going to be picked up, because we'll only pick up those items that you've told us want to be picked up. We don't want to accidentally pick up a kid's bicycle or something that's parked
right.
nearby. And then we'll make that pickup. If you have items that you might normally put out for bulk, such as appliances that go on the kitchen counter, if they'll fit in your regular trash can, please do that and put it in the regular trash can. We're trying to reduce the volumes that we have to pick up at the curb for financial efficiency.
Very good. Well, the regular meeting for the ECUA board is going to be next Tuesday. You can attend if you're interested and find the agenda online. Bruce Woody is the executive director for ECUA. Bruce, as always, thank you so much for the time. Thanks for the information. Is that right, Tuesday or is it Wednesday? Now all of a sudden I've said it out loud and I hope I'm not wrong.
Yeah, those meetings are always on Tuesday.
On Tuesday. Okay, good. Bruce Woody, executive director for ECUA, takes care of the sewers, takes care of the water, takes care of the trash and the recycling and the yard waste. Bruce, I appreciate all of that work and the fine work that your folks do. Thanks for the time this morning. We'll talk to you again next month.
Thank you very much, Andrew.
You bet. 652 on News Radio 92.3. Speaking of things you got to deal with when you have a home, one of those is pests, right? If you've got ants or termites or roaches or fleas or mice or mosquitoes or like all the stuff you know that are pests, right? NSEC will come and take care of that. And whatever it is, they'll come out. You know, estimates are free. Okay, so having them come look at the problem and figure out what they might be able to do about it, that doesn't cost you anything. If they do take action, for example, if they work on the fire ants, which they have one treatment that'll protect your yard for a whole year because it bonds with the soil, that is now $25 off right now for new fire ant contracts. Also, mosquitoes, I've got a mosquito management plan, actually identifies which species of mosquito and then targets their plan specifically for the problem that is in your yard. And there's $50 off right now for any annual pest control contract. And whether it's that or something else that you're dealing with, they can take care of it. NSEC is also hiring full-time pest and lawn technicians in Pensacola, Mobile, Baldwin County, and Panama City. Good pay, good benefits, advancement opportunities, 401k, health insurance. You know, it's a full career opportunity. Apply at workwithnsec.com.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places you love. The Crosstrek is powered by 182 horsepower Subaru boxer engine that adds plenty of go to any adventure. And the Forester boasts 9.2 inches of ground clearance to get you through every wilderness challenge. There's more than enough room for your gear and plenty of options to make the Crosstrek or Forester fit your lifestyle. In a Subaru, the destination is the journey. So grab the kids and the dog and follow your own path to adventure. Love is out there at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola. Online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you. Naval Air Station Pensacola has a significant economic impact in our area. It employs more than 16,000 military and 7,400 civilian personnel, and the headquarters for Naval Education Training Command, a command which combines direction and control of all Navy education and training. There's a lot more you can know by tuning in Monday morning at 9 and hear what's happening at NAS Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
On July 8th, News Radio Pensacola will be at Casino Beach for the Pensacola Beach Blue Angels Air Show. Stop by our tent to say hi to Andrew McKay and Tammy Martin.
My heart only runs on Supreme.
National average for a gallon of gas is $3.58. Florida is $3.36. If you're in Mississippi, it's $3.09. If you're in California, it's $4.85. If you're in, Navarre, east and west at the Walmart's $3.12. Foot of the Garcon Point Bridge is $3.10 at the Murphy. I think the Liberty Station is $3.13. So just, oh no, sorry, that's Circle K. Sorry. $3.33 in proper. If you're in Milton, $3.18 at the Raceway, $3.15 at the Pea Ridge Murphy. $3.29 going through Pace. Why is Pace always so much more? It's like 15 cents more than nearby areas. But if you can wait till you get over into Pensacola, if you're headed that way on 9 Mile, the Walmart Neighborhood Market has $3.22. $3.21 at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29. $3.19 down the road at the Raceway behind I-10. I clicked on the wrong screen there. Get me back to where I was, please. And then coming in from the southwest side, $3.14 at the used to be the TNC, is now the Gas and Go on Navy Boulevard. 657 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. These gas prices are brought to you by Pete Moore Volkswagen with the lowest you're bringing the music back. With the lowest out-the-door price in your next new Volkswagen, PeteMoreImports.com. All right, Candy, tell them about traffic on the 5.
Sorry about that.
That's funny.
Looks like, thank you, roads are doing just fine for the most part. Scenic Highway and Whisper Way showing an accident but not a roadblock. This just popped up. Vehicle crash with injuries, Highway 90 and Watkins Street in Milton, maybe the Pea Ridge area. Now, certainly if it's a roadblock, let us know. It says unknown at this time, and I'm not showing that it's a roadblock on the screen. But again, if you have any traffic tips, of course, text them in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. David Wayne's got our headlines. David?
President Biden and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi looking forward to a new era of cooperation between the two nations. President Biden hosting a state dinner yesterday at the White House. The world leaders announced new agreements between the two nations, including deals on semiconductors and critical minerals. One person died after an explosion at an industrial plant in North Carolina yesterday. Happened at a food waste processing plant about an hour east of Charlotte. And apparently people in Canada won't be able to share news content on Facebook or Instagram anymore. New law was passed in Canada requiring the platforms to pay news outlets to share stories. Meta announced yesterday they'll be blocking the sharing of news articles in Canada to users that are based there.
Yeah, this is coming. This is I think they're working on this in California, if I remember correctly. Also, maybe Canada's one place, because the argument is Google and Facebook, social media companies in general, make a ton of money because of the content created by uncompensated news organizations like us, and therefore they should have to pay. And their answer is, well, we just won't share your stuff. So we'll see how this all shakes out. But yeah, very interesting issue. Okay, there is one and only one future news question that we have to ask.
Great.
Will Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk actually cage fight each other?
Yes.
Yes.
Hopefully. Yep.
Whoops. Gosh darn it. Ah!